Good morning, everyone. We're going to change gear a little bit from the strawberries to talk to cranberries. The work that we'll be presenting today is about patterns of root growth in cranberry. Root growth's main function, we all know, absorbing water and nutrient anchorage for the plant, but not all roots are created equally. And the timing of root growth is very important because it just helps us target practices, production practices such as fertilizer and also irrigation. Especially important in cranberries, most of you think about cranberries and think about those beds that are flooded with those floating berries. Well, that's really not the way that we grow cranberries, that's harvest, but that does not mean that cranberries doesn't use an incredible amount of water for production, which this means is we move a lot of water around the plantings and the beds, which is the unit of production, and all that water also infiltrates the soil profile, and we're surrounded in Wisconsin, especially when this study took place, by a lot of natural bodies of water. So we're very much concerned about water quality. So understanding when roots are growing would help us sort of identify what are the key timings of the year in which we should be fertilizing, and that would potentially reduce some of water contamination. So that's some of the objectives on why we were doing this study. As I said, not all roots are born the same and they have the same functions. And so you can see here, these are cranberry roots, extremely fine root system. And you can see all sorts of different roots, and you can see lateral roots. And so what I'll show you here, it's a little bit about how a root system has an order and a hierarchy. And you can see on the schematic on the left side, you can see here the root, what we call the root orders. And we don't have a mouse here, but here it is. So what you can see here there's a main root, and out of those roots you see lateral roots coming out. And all of these roots, they're multiple, they're called orders. That's the way that they are organized. And the newest roots or the finest roots are first order roots, and then they keep going in increment numbers towards a main root. The most fine roots, the first order roots, are usually the roots, their main function is nutrient uptake. And as the roots start evolving into higher order roots, like the ones that you see here, those roots, the function of those roots change more into transport. So mostly water transport. And again, you can see here, this is how cranberry roots look like. So the objective of this study was to characterize cranberry root growth dynamics and the distribution in the soil profile, and then also to look at these anatomical and morphological traits of the roots depending on the branching order that I just presented. The study took place in central Wisconsin, where most of cranberries are produced in the world. Wisconsin produces about 60% of all the cranberries. And what I show you here in this picture on the top left, you can see this is the unit of cranberry production. It's a cranberry bed, what we call it. It's usually the sizes are between 100 to 100 meter, 100 feet wide by 600 to 700 feet long. So it's about an acre and a half. You can see it almost looks like a field of you know, like football field, if you want it. It's an excavated bed, so the vines are actually planted below ground. That allows those beds to be flooded, and they are surrounded by water and dikes where we move the water around, so there's a lot of movement of water. That's the main interest of why we were looking at the timing of roots, so that we can sort of customize and figure out what are the best times to do fertilizer application. The way we did it, we selected two main varieties, Stevens and GH1. Stevens is was the main cultivar, so that more than 50% of the production still comes from Stevens. So it's a variety that is coming out of production and gives space to new, more productive varieties. And so we selected this variety that's a little bit later in harvest, and GH1 is a variety that's a new variety that tends to be a little bit early in terms of harvest. We selected four beds, two of each cultivar, and in each one of them, we inserted these transparent tubes here, which we use, they're called rhizotron, or mini rhizotrons, So we used to observe the roots. They were inserted in a diagonal to allow good water movement, and so that the water would not sit on the top of the tube and we would not see good root growth. And overall, they cover a soil depth of around 30 centimeters. In each one of those beds, we had four of those tubes for a total of 16 tubes, each for eight for each one of those varieties. This is the result of some of those images that we took. So what we did is we started taking images early on around April, right when we saw the beginning. So one thing is that during the winter, the cranberry beds are flooded with water and ice is made. So the beds are basically encapsulated and covered with ice. The vines are covered with ice. So it's very difficult to access and to take any pictures during that time. So once that ice is melted, we go in there around April and we are able to access those tubes and start taking images. And so we took images every 2 weeks starting around April, and we went all the way until ice was made all over again for the following winter. So that was around, depending on the year and how cold we got, it could be any time by the end of November, beginning of December, or up to January, depending on temperatures and the ability of making that ice. But this is a good picture. This is right in the middle of the growing season, and you can see the amount of roots. I cannot thank enough the students that spent endless years analyzing this data. For each year of collection, we evaluated each year over 20,000 roots that you have to count them manually and identify them over and over again. So it's a very, very intensive work. That's why I wonder why nobody works on cranberries. Well, that's the reason. It's an incredibly intensive and labor-intensive job. This is some of the results of the root production. So what you can see on the x-axis is the timing of when we took the sessions where we took pictures, so around every 2 weeks, 15 days. And then you can see here on the x-axis is the relative root production in percentage. What this means is how many roots were produced during that particular session in comparison to all of the roots that were produced during the growing season. So what you can see here is at the very beginning, for the first maybe 4 to 5 sessions around the end of June, we actually did see very little new root production, and it started taking off right after bloom time. And we can see that after bloom, you see a steady increase in the production of new roots. And then right by the beginning of harvest, we see a significant peak of root production. And then root production continued until, you know, all the way until our last collection. It was very late for that particular year. Around January, the beds were actually covered with snow, but we could still see some tiny new roots that were produced even at that time. After that, we were not able to access the beds anymore because they were covered with ice, so then we had to stop. What we saw in terms of difference for the varieties, which is not much, it's just that GH1, I said that it was also an earlier variety in terms of fruit production, it turned out to have this peak of root production during harvest just a little bit earlier than Stevens. What is interesting about this is that a lot of the practices on the cranberry growers in terms of fertilization and application of fertilization used to be before bloom time. So this was, you know, some clue about, you know, maybe fertilizing so early on is not very effective, and we should kind of change and switch those timing of fertilizer to a little bit later on, closer to bloom, and even maybe consider some of fertilization during the fall, given that we have such a big flush of new roots growing during that time. When we look at the second year, we saw something kind of similar. We still didn't see much new root growth until around bloom, and then both of the cultivars started producing more new roots. And then we once again saw that flush during harvest time that we had seen the first year. And this kind of like corroborates some of the data that we have collected for the first year. And yet again, reinforced the idea that maybe the first doses of fertilizer for fruit production should be closer to bloom time and to avoid a lot of application of fertilizer when we are between bud break and bloom time, which is usually what growers would do, or even apply fertilizer even before we would have bud break. Remember that cranberries are very special in the terms that they are a woody perennial that is an evergreen, so fertilization before bud break might not make sense for a lot of you working on deciduous fruit crops or just berries, but for cranberries, you have leaves, and so you have a canopy, so it does make sense that they would fertilize that early on. From the point of view of root growth, really, not necessarily. We look at root distribution in the profile, and cranberry roots are incredibly shallow. We saw that almost all of the roots, you can see more than 75% of the roots in the case of GH1, and almost all of the roots for Stevens are in the first 10 centimeters of soil, the first 4 inches of soil, so really shallow. This is in part due to the management of cranberries. What you can see here on your right side is a soil core and shows multiple layers of organic matter and sand. For cranberry production, one of the things that the growers do is they apply sand over the cranberry vines, and that gets all the way into the surface of the soil through the water and irrigation. What this helps is to renovate some of the vines by burying some of the structures that produce the uprights, which is the production units. So that helps renovation. And every time you sand, you buried a layer of organic matter, or all those runners and all those roots that are on the surface get buried, and then you ended up with a very particular and stratified type of soil in which you have a layer of organic soil and a layer of sand. So part of that practice encouraged this root production very close to the soil surface, and this also has an implication in the irrigation and timing and length of the irrigation that the growers are using. So having the roots so shallow means that more frequent and short irrigations are much more more effective than longer periods of irrigation. This is a little bit slow. There we go. Then we look at the root order. So I talk about the different orders, and that the lower orders were the roots that tend to be the roots that the main function is absorbing nutrients. And what you can see here in this figure, the upper left corner is a first order root, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh order roots that we dissected. What you can see here on the first order roots, you can see a very nice epidermal cells, and you can also see the endodermis. Having these epidermal cells and this particular structure, what shows you there is those are roots, as I said, they're mostly absorbing nutrients. The cranberries, the same as blueberries, have mycorrhizae colonization, and you can see that usually happens in these epidermal cells. But as roots get into higher order, you see that those epidermal cells are lost, which that means there's a switch in the function of the roots from nutrient absorption to more transportation of water, because you don't have that. So that was something very interesting that we saw, and that most of the first, the lower order roots are the ones that have most of that nutrient absorption function. We look at the diameter, and what we saw is obviously the finer roots and the first order roots are the much more small and thin, really, really thin roots. The first order root on average around 80 microns in diameter, extremely, extremely thin, and then the higher order roots are around 600 microns. When we look at mycorrhizal colonization, very much related with the presence of the epidermal cells where the mycorrhizae will be colonizing, we can see that most of the mycorrhizal colonization happens in the first four orders, and as they transition into higher order, you lose some of those layers of tissues where the mycorrhizae would be. So those are the most important roots in terms of nutrient uptake. So in summary, in both years, root production started after bloom and continued after harvest. Out of this information, we are recommending now shifting some of the fertilization to closer to bloom time and testing some new studies looking at fall application of nitrogen to target that growth of roots after harvest. Over 90% of the new roots are within the first 10 centimeters of soil. roots are incredibly thin, as I said, between 57 to 580 microns in diameter, and mycorrhizae colonization is mostly present in the first four root orders, where you can see the epidermal cells are still intact. Acknowledgement funding, the Wisconsin Cranberry Board and the Cranberry Institute of North America. Thank you to the growers for letting us get into their beds during the entire year. The technical support that everybody that helped with the microscopy work and also analyzing the roots. And my students have spent endless hours in front of the computer counting those 40,000 roots. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions. That there's no good root or bad root. What is important to know is that different roots have different functions. And the important thing is to, in this case, is to know when you're having those flashes of roots so that you can customize and target some of those practices. But there's no good roots or bad roots. The majority of the roots, there are, you know, the lower order roots. Those roots are very similar to what you think of a deciduous tree of leaves. They grow every year, and at the end of the year, they die, and then the following year, you're going to get new growth. And those are the ones that are doing most of the job in terms of uptaking nutrients.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Thank you.